Hey guys, welcome to Gayatri Luck India podcast. I got a question from a close relative, family friend who I respect so much. Why are you doing YouTube? Many people asked me, but that doesn't mean anything. If they just asked me in a way that I don't even like it. They are not like appreciating and I don't like them also. So I told that's my wish. I like to express myself. And they were like, stop it. You're not supposed to do it. But the person who asked this is someone who I treat like my mother. And I explained because I want to do it and it's compulsory. And she didn't ask me to quit, and she suggested to improve my communication skills and my English vocabulary and past, present, future tenses. Do you know who told this? My tuition teacher, Rosemary Miss. I just called her and she told me this. I don't want to say her like a teacher, her tuition teacher. I want to tell her like my mother. I really treat her like that. I want to tell that she is my well-wisher and family friend. If she, just because of blood relation, I don't think we get people as relations. I don't want to say that. Even though we are not blood relation, I still want to call her my relative only. So I choose to say like that. And my teacher asked me just like, why are you doing this? I told her, it's necessary, ma'am. Now in international platform, we don't need to do it. I mean, watch more English news channels. You are so back. Before, you lost all your proficiency. You're not even pronouncing good. Yeah, I agree. She said, you're not fluent like before. Means we were good when we were in school, but it's almost 12 years I left her. In fact, even more than that. So I have to improve. That's okay. But why? Why is the question she asked me? And I came and said, just for an expression, okay. But is there any purpose behind it? No. But I want to really genuinely say what's inside my heart. It's like after this Katuwa case, after this happened with that girl, I told you a small girl was seduced in the temple. After that situation, I really hated everyone. I hated everyone I saw. Like people, even good people are not doing anything. That's the problem. It's like we used to have a saying, like it's not only about bad people doing bad things, good people not coming out to do the good things. Whenever the good people are silent, violence happens more. That's the main drawback. That's what we are told. It's there in. So I was like, I literally hated everyone. The girl, they gave pills to her and they didn't even feed her. They kept her starving. She was starving for 8 days. They seduced her. 3 people did it with political influence. After happening this, Bar Council supported those 3. I don't want to take bad words. Those 3 peoples. Just because they belong to their own religion. Why is... Are they insane? And finally, those 3 people went to jail. But that's not justice. The girl died. And girl was starving for 8 days. They didn't feed her. They gave her pills. It's such an insane thing. And they did this to increase religious disputes. Bastards. Sorry for that word. Like, I'm literally sorry. I didn't mean it. Like, after this, 2 things happening more. After that, a girl was seduced by an old man. And this came out that old man, he died. He committed suicide just because everyone knew it. And then, after this, recently I also told on Facebook, 11 members of an apartment seduced a small girl who is 11 years old, and they were doing it from past 6 months. And now it came into the light, and like girl cannot speak anything. She don't know how to say it. In India, we have so much restriction on speaking about so many things. If you take one bad word, if you try even to speak it, people like, don't speak, don't speak. If these words are not used to speak out, then how will she express, obviously? They don't know to talk, like, we don't know to talk, we are not supposed to talk. I am continuously talking, and I used to get a lot of beatings for being talkative, but I am like that, I express it. If I don't find the words, I will find the words, and I will try to yell. If I don't, I will say it in the sleep. If I don't say it in the morning, then I'll say it in the sleep. Recently, that habit developed from past 2-3 years. If I'm not saying outside, in sleep I'm saying it, but I can't keep it inside, okay? That's my thing. Especially when it comes to anger. And that girl, she doesn't know how to say it. And 11 members in an apartment. Are we living in a jungle? What these men are doing? Like, 11 members and the poor girl... means not one, if one knows it, second person, if they know it, they should protect the girl as a man. One is doing it, if no, everyone joined with each other, and 11 members together they did this, and they were first 6 months. I saw this happening more, and 1 year girl, 2 year girls also have been raped and dead. What the hell is happening? I don't know, these men are they looking at a small baby, 1 year baby, how can she be raped? But this happened so much. Two things, two major problems. One is religious, caste problems. Now I'm in Vijayawada, I don't want to say it, but still I see so much racism. That's why I told you I tagged India. People ask me often, which religion, which caste do you belong to? Even to sit beside me or to talk to me, they want all this information. I don't know why. And this racism is always there. So it's there. And attacking on small girls. It's become a two big major problems. And this is growing. I don't see solutions coming for this. Yeah, women rights. They are coming with women rights with nonsense logics. Shut the women rights outside. First, educate the little girls what to speak, how to protect them, how to just keep themselves safe. We should teach even 4-5 years, girls should observe. If someone is talking to them, they are giving tickle. People just take small children and they just play. They don't know the limits of playing. Girls, they should be taught, like, no one should touch their private parts at 7 years, 8 years itself. But they don't teach. Instead of doing this, people, I don't know, like, these two are more on my head. Like, racism, okay, that's because of Kathua case. It's bothering me so much. And number two, first, number one, girls itself. And racism is number two in my head. Girls, I don't know, like, I can't take this. I was feeling like, what a gift. I'm so gifted. I'm not born in this generation. Because I was so, really, literally, till intermediate, till I finished intermediate, 2010, I never saw any bad in any people. I just saw good people only. After 2012 exactly, I started seeing true colors of the people, dark side of the people. Till 2012, I don't know that these kind of people exist. Means I was just very limited in my circles, reading, writing, going to competitions, mommy, daddy, school, and 2-3 best friends. That's all. I started seeing all these things after 2012 only. Why? Because 2012, December, I know. I just took major decisions of my life. I shifted places and IPCC. I know after that only I saw darkness. How low people can go. How low people can go and how creepy they can go. And I'm really fortunate. Till now I met good friends. Even I was very upset with my best friends. I really cut them off. And now if I go back with the circles I see, if I go back, oh, my best friends are angels. People who were with me are angels compared to the people now who am I meeting. Now people, I meet so many people now. Compared to them, my best friends who I met, they were really angels. And I don't think I'll meet anyone in future like them. But things are changing. Everybody is changing. And coming to these girls, I don't know. These two things are bothering me so much. And number three is depression. We don't know what that is. But now I know. Yeah, now I'm facing depression. But it's come, situations have come, like if you are in a good track, you no longer can exist in the society. If you want to live or be successful in the society, you have to choose wrong path. If you are good nowadays, that doesn't work. This is the third problem I can see. I couldn't solve these problems, but if I can meet anyone who can solve this problem, I will be grateful. Why you started YouTube channel? This is the question I was asked, and like, I can't solve these two problems, but if I can meet at least people who can solve these three problems, I will be grateful. To meet or identify such good people, I have to go out and do things. That's the reason I was still sticking on YouTube.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.